This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Mike Bryan has been suspended, or not suspended, been fined $10,000. He is a 41-year-old tennis player who just got into the game recently. And
he's been around for quite a while.
He's been slapped with the biggest fine of the men's tournament so far, because there could be another one, after reacting angrily to a Hawkeye replay during the second round of the U.S. Open doubles tournament.
What was Hawkeye doing there?
Kevin can probably explain it, but he was competing in doubles with Bob Bryan, clearly his brother, or
yes,
maybe his dad.
No, it is his brother.
And he was reacting after Hawkeye Technology validated a challenge he called on a shot from opponent Federico Del Bonis. The video showed the ball landed out. Bryan aimed his racket at the line judge, who had originally called the ball in, before pointing his finger at the chair umpire and shaking his head. Now, Colby, he used his tennis racket as a gun. Oh. He was aiming and pointing, and the gesture did not go down well. Chair umpire Marina Alves quickly called a code violation for unsportsmanlike conduct. Bryan was not impressed. He said, just tell me what I did real quick. What was the gesture, he said. And then they argued about it and stuff. So he's been fined $10,000.
For a racket gun?
Yeah, and they won the point. He said, I apologize for any offense I may have caused. We won the point, and the gesture was meant to be playful. But then he spun into what you're supposed to say. But given the recent news and political climate, I understand how my gesture could be viewed as insensitive. I promise I will never do anything like this again. This is what we talked about a couple weeks ago in terms of like the slippery slope of what's going to be okay, what's not going to be okay. So he fired off his tennis racket gun because he was happy and he got fined $10,000. This is just where it starts, or this is the next logical place that it goes. Well, they're the U.S. Open said that. And by the way, very illuminating quote from the U.S. Open, representative. Quote, why were they fined that much? The gesture warranted that amount. Super insightful.
Okay.
Okay, so what happens? Okay, so in their minds, because obviously you were to, I don't know, give somebody the finger during this, is this going to be fine just as much, or they're saying that this is worse?
I say less.
Yeah,
that's insane.
I think it's. I
understand.
It's a reaction to. I mean, dude.
I know.
I was just reading a tweet earlier, and guy was like, "Man, you know, I'm just kind of sitting here thinking to myself that within the next couple of weeks, there's probably going to be another mass murder shooting, because that's the current place we live in right now." And so I don't think that this is fixing that at all. And, you know, in the heat of these types of things, I agree with you, Colby. But that's the place that we live in right now. And so instead of doing something, everybody just kind of sits back and is like, well, we got to be offended for other people.
That's the part of it that I think really gets me, is just the amount of people waiting to be offended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's whatever reaction you want to have. If that's your honest reaction, okay, fine. But just that people are just waiting to be offended so they can just go on an outrage.
There's
enough offensive things happening in this world that you don't got to go hunt them down like this.
Okay, is that to insinuate, and I don't really disagree, that you feel the vast majority of people on this weren't really offended?
Yes.
That, like, they're just fake offended?
Yes.
You put
a couple of things together and go, oh, I should be, I, oh no. It took them a little bit to match everything up and then go, well, now I'm offended. It's like explaining a joke to somebody. If you have to explain it to them, it's not funny. If you have to explain to somebody why they should be offended, then they shouldn't be offended because they didn't get it right off the bat.
Interesting. Well, I just thought that this particular topic was of fascination because we talked about this topic a couple of weeks ago.
We had the throat slash. Yep, we've exactly. had all sorts of wild, different kind of stuff go on in the NFL and so many different sports.
But the thought is that this is the kind of stuff that would start to happen, and this is just the next step. This is just the beginning step. It's going to continue.
I do want. I'm kind of curious. Do we see silly fines like this in the NBA? I'm trying to think of, and this is really quickly, I'm trying to think of stuff like this. Does the NBA have that type of a problem?
I feel like their fines are usually more like, what was it, last year or 2 years ago, somebody used the F word in terms of like the derogatory gay slur.
Okay.
And they got a pretty hefty fine. But other than that, like, I don't really.
Baseball? It seems like baseball is pretty, they let the players do a lot of stuff, right?
So you think like football and now maybe tennis are the ones that stand out the most in terms of
this tennis one definitely stands out for sure. But I think football's always, it's always just been this, the NFL is looked at as the NFL shield is always trying to protect. And are the players really going that far out of their way? Or are you guys just looking for reasons to fine us? That's what it always has felt like with the NFL.
Maybe tennis needs the money. They're like, we're giving out too much prize money. We got to go ahead and
some of that.
You know, that's a good question. I want to go back and see a couple of the incidents where like Serena Williams threatened to murder lines people and stuff, what the fines were on that. Because I don't know if it's, I mean, it could have been way more than this. And then I'll be like, well, maybe they just fine people or maybe not.
From the 469, NASCAR won't allow guns and ads any longer.
Alienating your fan base there.
Don't forget the out at Texas Motor Speedway, the revolvers, the guns were that was the trophy you won out at Texas Motor Speedway.
I don't know that you can say they're alienating their fan base. I think NASCAR's fan base is a lot more expansive than people care to give it credit for.
Is it?
The stereotype fan base?
Well, I mean, but the thing is, its fan base has collapsed a lot over the years.
It did change a lot.
So maybe they lost those stereotypical fans, and that's why their fan base is so much smaller.
But right now, it's time for everybody to admit it. 877-881-1053. You have a secret. It's deep and dark. Maybe not. Maybe you've kind of wear it on your sleeve a little bit, but it's still a secret, and you need to admit it. Go ahead and text in 877-881-1053.
I'll admit it. During the commercial break, I was enamored because on Facebook, somebody posted up a video of this lady putting makeup on her face and doing, like, Halloween makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't hear a word y'all said during the commercial break because I was just watching her do this, like, fishnet. Skull face on her face.
Okay.
Thing.
All right. And yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah, I just spent the whole time watching that. So, basically, I spent the whole commercial break watching a makeup video. I just admitted it.
Kevin, you ever watch makeup videos?
I know. And by the way, maybe U.S. Open is just the place to get fined. Serena Williams was fined $82,500 for threatening a lineswoman during that match.
Wow, So that is a lot.
And that was like 10 years ago.
$70,000 more than this guy got for shooting a fake gun at her.
Also at the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You got to remember, tennis is more of this buttoned up type of sport.
Yeah, that's true.
Atmosphere matters in that.
I'll admit it. Earlier tonight, I saw an ad for some pants, and I want some of these pants.
Like that SARS game I went to where I got free pants?
This is a little different. Okay. Although those pants, I've seen those pants.
Oh, you have. You should. I know what you're talking about. Describe it very specifically.
Colby, these pants. What's that?
Huh?
Pants.
These pants, and I wish I could actually find the thing. They have an area called the Action Zone. The Action Zone.
Former WWE show.
Is right there in the crotch area.
Because of course it is.
And that is your Action Zone. And in the ad.
Oh, my God. I got nervous for a second.
In the ad for these new pants that you don't, because the modern man needs pants without a belt. They're sans belt, basically. Okay. So you need, and they have the action zone right there in the crotch. And then at the bottom of the ad, it says, now with larger snack sack. And I'm trying to figure out.
Hot.
Is there more snack sack room in the action zone? Is that why? Because there's more space in that area?
Wait.
Do you have questions about that?
I have a lot. First of all, is the snack sack in the action zone, or is it a pocket that's shaped like a sack that you could put your snacks in?
I don't know. I don't know if there's like a fifth pocket. It says a man of action needs to wear pants of action. Sansa belt. The only sack with the patented action zone. Slack. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
would you perchance be wearing action pants? Is what this lady's supposed to be asking with her poodle, while her poodle is clearly staring at the action zone.
With crotch down where your nuts hang.
Is that the snack sack?
That's still my favorite pants-based commercial. That was the president, by the way, who said that. And
a former president.
He was the president at the time. But you believe that, right?
Is the snack sack, is it located where you can put snacks to sneak them into a theater? But I wouldn't want that located next to the action zone.
You have action.
Because now I'm just reaching into my pants in the crotch area and pulling out like popcorn and candies.
You're going to have onion corn, you know?
Nobody wants to see anybody reach into their pants beside you in a movie theater.
Definitely not if you call it your action zone. All right, this might be related. I'll admit it. I just learned that STDs aren't called STDs anymore.
What?
You mean I've been saying that for the last 10 years.
And Reggie told me for like a long time they haven't been called that. They're apparently called STIs.
Why?
I don't know.
Was it insensitive to call an infection a disease?
No, I mean, it's more accurate. It's an infection rather than a disease.
Which sounds worse? You have a sexually transmitted infection or a sexually transmitted disease?
Disease sounds worse, and it sounds more accurate to me, because an infection sounds like something that, well, a lot of times you can get rid of, and a lot of these things that they're talking about, you can't.
Well, they're two different things. Actually, they're two different things.
They've now got super gonorrhea that nobody can figure out.
Yeah, super gonorrhea is crazy, bro.
What?
You gotta get that good topical cream.
And still no topical cream.
The usage of STI is becoming seemingly more preferred by the health world thanks to the part of less negative stigma. STDs have been around forever. Think back to junior high. But the phrase STI doesn't yet have the same negative. Sorry, guys. I'm going to keep reading up on this.
Okay.
Because it said they are two different things, but I can't find the section that shows me why.
Because if it's more accurate, that's one thing.
Oh, an STI is a sexually transmitted infection.
Yeah, we got that far.
In greater detail. An STI means that an individual has an infection, but that it is not yet developed into a disease.
Oh.
So, like, HPV does not have any symptoms, but she carries the virus, right?
So does she tell everyone she has an STI then?
I don't know. I don't know. She's probably not telling anybody. You know, she's probably like, I'll just keep that hidden. And if it pops up on their test, they won't know because they're hooking up with lots of people too.
What?
That one girl almost tried to give me that once. Remember?
Yeah.
I got saved.
Who saved you?
But now an STD, since cancer is a disease. So, yeah. So if HPV was to turn into cervical cancer, then there you go. So that's the difference. So the same is true for individuals who have the clap or gonorrhea infections that develop into pelvic inflammatory diseases, PIDs.
What?
What do you think the acronym for pelvic inflammatory disease is, Kevin?
You got the PID. I want that to be a thing. If I see someone ever scratching their action zone, I'm going to ask them if they have the PID.
They cut me. It's just like riding a wire fence.
That was the president.
Former president.
At the time.
Yeah, at the time.
LBJ.
What?
Did I say that wrong? Where the...
He's the... LBJ.
What does that stand for? No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.